Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. I ran a little late on that first segment. We can get back to that if we need to. We're currently chasing Matt Snyder from CBSSports.com, talk a little baseball. He's got a solution really similar to ours when it comes to the Cardinals, and hopefully we'll let him reveal that instead of us, although we already kind of have covered that ground. It seems like we're in the minority when it comes to, hey, what are the taxi squads for if they're not replacing the sick players from Major League Baseball teams, and specifically now, the Cardinals, that are going to be out of action for, what, Bruce? The entire month of August. I don't think they've played it yet in August, and they're not going to play at least through Thursday. As it turns out, Zach Plesac didn't go out by himself. Mike Clevinger went with him, and he went home in addition to Zach Plesac. And in a wacky, zany, shortened 60-game Major League Baseball season that's goofy enough anyway, will that benefit the Royals, who got the day off yesterday, and now Mike Clevinger will miss a start because he got sent home and he's got to be quarantined for, gosh, the days are getting mixed up. I thought 4 days at least, but I don't know if that's accurate. Updated health and safety protocols announced by the league. All 30 Major League Baseball teams were required to travel with a compliance officer who ensures that the team staff and players adhere to the health and safety protocol of the league. So as it turns out, a couple days after the fact, Zach Plesac had a partner in crime. It was Mike Clevinger. So,
well, what's the number? Is the number 2, 3, 4? Like, what number? Because you can, if I would imagine the Indians will just bring two guys in from their satellite.
Yeah, but you got to make sure he didn't, because he flew with the team Sunday, Clevinger did. Now you got to make sure the rest of the team doesn't have anything. And that's the hang up. Now, I don't understand, and Matt Snyder agrees with us, that he doesn't understand why the Cardinals are just in a holding pattern. And as you and I have talked, Bruce, many times, isn't that what the taxi squad's for? We've got him now, Matt Snyder, joining us from CBSSports.com. We appreciate the time, Matt. Good to catch up with you. You, I, and Bruce seem like we're in the minority here when it comes to handling the St. Louis Cardinals, and you said as much on CBSSports.com. What's the deal with the Cardinals and their taxi squad? Isn't that what it's for, Matt?
I thought that was going into the season. I thought that was kind of the plan. It doesn't seem like that's the plan. It seems like they're just using that as the farm system, but I'm trying to advocate for this as much as I can. I'm hoping somehow Rob Manfred sees something and realizes we need to do this to move forward. But it just seems like they're just kicking the can down the street. When it comes to the Cardinals in there, they're ruining the season, in my opinion, because we're going to get to Friday, And if they even play that series, the Cardinals will have only played five games, and they'll have 46 days left in the season. This is untenable. This is untenable. Send their taxi squad on the road until the major league team gets things under control.
It seems so simple that I don't understand why it's so complex. I guess I could hear the argument of, okay, well, we want a minor league, kind of a de facto minor league, you know, presence and stuff. But what the hell is the point here? I mean, we are struggling to play 60 games in the time allotted anyway. It would seem to me to be the prudent thing to just get games being played. And you know what? If the Cardinals or the Marlins or fill in the blank can't do a better job holding their players accountable, well, that's their problem, isn't it?
Yes, 100%. Yes, it is.
Period.
I can see the objections would be this isn't fair competitively because we're having to use an all minor league team against a major league team. Again, well, yeah, this year's weird though.
Yeah.
Can see the owner side saying, I didn't want to have to pay this many guys a major league salary. Well, I mean, it's not really that big of a percentage of a major league salary. The complaints to me are all kind of stuff that I just would scoff at.
Matt, what line are we going to draw in the sand where we determine that, A team's not going to be able to get their 60 games in, and B, it's enough games anyway to still qualify for the playoffs? Do you think that's been broached, and do you know anything that I don't on that one?
I am not confident that they've broached anything even remotely like that. I think that this is all on the fly. I think that Manfred is an awful commissioner. I think that they're just, again, I think they're kicking the can down the street. I think they're just hoping the Cardinals can play Friday, and then they're going to try to play as many doubleheaders as they can with the Cardinals. And then they're going to say, yeah, we're just going to go on the winning percentage and just see how it is instead of putting anything in concrete. For me, what I would do right now is I would send the taxi squad on the road. Mm-hmm. Second of all, I would say you have to play at least 50 games or else you don't qualify for the playoffs. Even if you play 45 games, you have to keep playing. But you can't qualify for the playoffs if you don't play 50. That's what I would do.
But, Matt, then there's the issue of making it up with doubleheaders, because it's not like they've got a lot of off days that they can make games up. Now you got to play doubleheaders, and there are, 14 teams that have done things, at least to this point, the absolute right way, that have not missed any time whatsoever. So now we're asking all of a sudden teams that have done it the right way to pick up the slack for these teams that haven't. And look, I mean, I get it. I mean, the infections happen in different ways, and I appreciate that. But now all of a sudden, you've got teams potentially that all of a sudden are playing ridiculous doubleheaders, which is taxing to the pitching staff and the whole nine yards. I mean, you talk about fairness. Where the hell's the equity in that?
Well, that's why the taxi squad should be on the road right now.
Right, I'm with you.
We've already seen the Marlins and Phillies now have a 7-game series that's going to be played over 4 days in September scheduled. That's ridiculous. And we've already seen the Cubs, who have had zero positive tests as an organization since summer camp started, had to sit out this weekend because they were supposed to play the Cardinals. Everybody's getting affected, even if they're doing everything right. We just saw the Indians have two guys in Chicago decide to go out on the town. One of them didn't even tell the team until he flew back with the team. That might cancel the series with the Cubs right now, starting today. So this is just the way the season's going to be. It's going to be messed up. Teams who didn't do anything wrong are going to get messed up. You just have to kind of go with it, I guess. That's the way things are now. It's unfortunate. It's frustrating, but I tell you, watching the actual games, I'm having a lot of fun.
Me too. I agree.
Yeah, we're in agreement there. Us three are in agreement with the taxi squad theory and in agreement that we're happy that baseball is back. It's certainly very uneven. And, you know, the decisions of a few are affecting many others. And I think that was the biggest takeaway from your article on CBSSports.com, Matt, is that it's not just the Cardinals we're talking about. It wasn't just the Marlins that we were talking about a couple of weeks ago. This affects 29 other teams. And this is a weird enough season. This is a weird enough season already in trying to get 60 games in. I want to shift gears a little bit, get your thoughts on your colleague and our friend RJ Anderson talked about MLB considering a bubble plan for the postseason. Possible? What would that look like? What are the details of that? And have that really gotten any traction yet?
Honestly, if we do get to the postseason intact, and I'm still confident, or maybe more hopeful than confident, that we will.
Right.
It seems like the best plan, because if you have something happen with some, like what's happened with the Cardinals right now with a playoff team during the playoffs, you're screwed. So I feel like that might be the best plan, especially if there's going to be no fans, and it looks like that's where we're headed, is no fans. So something where, you know, in maybe Arizona spring training facilities where they're all really, really close together. They're all within like a 15, 20 minute drive. There's tons of hotels there. Something like that would make sense. Texas, you could probably do it as well. If you're looking at like the Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington area, Corpus Christi is not that far away. Houston actually is not that far away either. There's a lot of major league and minor league facilities all kind of close together. Something like that would work, I think. And I really think that they should do it, because you're talking about all these cross-country flights throughout the playoffs. We have extra rounds now. There's 16 teams involved. It's all the different regions. I just think that that would be the best, because again, if you get an outbreak like the Cardinals have, it completely screws up the entire playoffs.
Yeah.
I want to get back to your comment on Rob Manfred, because I agree. I'm very disappointed in him as a commissioner, his lack of leadership, the foresight. And I realize that we are in unprecedented times. And to a certain degree, you're going to have to field the short hop. I get that. But I get the sense that they're kind of making it up as they go along, and hope is never a really good plan. You know, I mean, I've never known hope to work out as a plan. There needs to be a actual plan that goes beyond hope. I get the feeling that they're all just kind of hoping, or kind of holding their breath and hoping a little bit. Is that far-fetched?
No, that's exactly what he's doing. That's all he does. He's just winging it. He's basically winging it on the fly, hoping that nobody gets any test positive. Then we get a test and we cancel a series, and then we just hope that it goes away before the next series. And it worked out well with the Marlins. It worked out well with the Phillies after they played the Marlins. It did not work out well with the Cardinals, and he's sitting here holding the bag and has no idea what to do. It's incredibly frustrating. I thought he was bad before this, but I think he's even worse dealing with this. He's not proactive. He's completely on the owner's side. He's ill-prepared for any curveball whatsoever. I've never seen – I mean, it's I didn't think Selig was good, but Selig dealt with stuff on the fly. Manfred does not.
Uh-huh.
He just reacts, and he reacts poorly almost at every turn.
Hmm. Well, it's fascinating stuff, and that's not always a compliment when it comes to baseball. We'll see what happens with the Cardinals, and in our neck of the woods, maybe the Indians' knuckleheadedness will benefit the Royals, because they got their first day off in 17 days, and they'll take on the Reds tonight. Matt, we always appreciate you jumping on with us. Thanks for talking a little baseball with us.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, have a good one, guys.
You bet. Matt Snyder, CBSSports.com. When we come back, we'll talk about the Cindio HRO Twitter question. It's coronavirus-related. But how has it saved you money? And the Santa Barbara Foresters won their 8th NBC World Series in a span of 14 years. It was an abbreviated one last week or so, but Santa Barbara steamrolled through it again. And second hour is beckoning. Shane and Bruce and Jad, this is a Tuesday Sports Daily, and you're listening to KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.